Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, welcome to the post-match podcast after Liverpool beat Watford by 2-0. We'll start off with Paul Machin's match reaction.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool just beat Watford 2-0 at Anfield, and I will paraphrase the man who sat there, sits next to me, he just said, it's a good job they're shite, because, oh my God, that game was hard work, wasn't it? VAR, look, I've seen the picture of the Mane's second one. Apparently it's his armpit again. Great. Good on you, spirit of the game and all that. But look, ultimately, you know, we go down and do get the second goal. But it was harder work because of that. Ultimately, you know, if it's given, whatever. Liverpool should have been better, to be perfectly honest. I'm not sure we were at our best, and maybe just there's a little mind on. I want to make sure I'm fit and available. Maybe just one eye on the Club World Cup. I genuinely don't know. But look, Watford were quite resolute, weren't they? And they caused us a ton of problems. I think man of the match for me by an absolute mile was Alisson Becker in goal. The save at 1-0 is absolutely ridiculous. Gets down low, gets a big hand out. Incredible. And that's why, you know, as much as we sing the praises of Virgil van Dijk and Mohamed Salah and Sadio Mane, etc., 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 we've got the best goalkeeper in the world, so that when you have an off day, he saves you. That's his job. That's why he's the best in the world. And it makes a massive difference, a massive, massive difference, because he gives us the platform to succeed. Bit of a disjointed performance. I was mentally writing the Joe Gomez, like, eulogy, going, oh, what a great performance Joe Gomez. Comes out and he had like a mad 5 minutes where he just started kicking the ball randomly and putting himself under pressure. And then Virgil van Dijk tried a slide rule pass past Alisson that nearly hit in the back of the net. Mad. We were the agent of our own demise, except we, you know, there was no demise. And Liverpool years ago would have just capitulated or crumbled or whatever. And as much as we did ride out, look, they had far too many chances inside the box. They're bottom of the table and we're top of the table for a reason, because we're dead good and they're dead shite. There'll be better performances than that let's hope there is against Leicester. Let's hope we can go on to Qatar and win the Club World Cup, because look, I think my focus is on that, and Aston Villa as well. Yeah, I'm sending the lads to Qatar. I'm going to fucking Aston Villa to watch the children play. Great. But look, it was most importantly just to get 3 points. Get 3 points on the board, and that way you can just park the league for a week. Forget about the league. It's great. We're top. It's boss. Everyone screenshot it. It looks amazing. But the focus has got to be on becoming not just the best team in England, not just the best team in Europe, but the best team in the world. That is the next mission for Jurgen Klopp's mighty Reds. And look, I think we all need a lift today. I was desperate to see us go 5-0 up, and then Jurgen Klopp knee slide in front of the cop with a Fuck the Tories t-shirt on, but it wasn't to be. We're all going to have to live in that world for a few years, and at least we've got the mighty Reds to keep us cheered up.
There you go, some classic thoughts from Mach after that game. You're going to have to hear more of me, I'm afraid, now. Here's my match reaction. Hello, welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool beat Watford. It'll go down as a 2-0 victory with everyone who matters, but I think with me it's going down as a 3-0 victory for Liverpool. I saw the picture, the VAR stuff. I hate that thing, you know. I just come out of there and Liverpool have won again. And I just hate VAR. It's just shit, isn't it? Like, it's just an absolute joke. Anyway, the performance, I thought Liverpool started pretty slowly, to be honest. I thought Watford were really good, actually. They worked so hard. They're obviously working for a new manager again. They need to try and get out of the relegation zone. That wasn't going to happen today at all. But they did work that hard, and they tried their best to stifle Liverpool, but we just had too much quality for them, ultimately. And Jürgen changes the lineup once again today. You know, we started with James Milner at left back. It looked like we went 4-2-3-1 to me. Shaq playing off the right-hand side, Salah definitely in the number nine, and Bobby tracking back in that number 10 role. And, you know, at times we carved them open, at times we needed to use Alisson. Alisson made a couple of outstanding saves in that game, kept us the clean sheet and stuff. But for me, man of the match there was Joe Gomez. I thought he was absolutely outstanding from 0 to 80. Then he had a brain fart, then it caught on. Virgil had a brain fart. Alisson nearly had a brain fart. And then it was back to business as usual. For me, that's the first time I've seen Joe Gomez since he picked up that injury last season at centre-half, and him look absolutely outstanding. His pace was there, he was winning everything in the air, his passing was there, he was just brilliant and just so calm and assured and everything you come to expect from Virgil van Dijk. We saw that from Joe Gomez today, apart from that one sort of two-minute spell from 80 to 82. I don't know what happened with Gini Wijnaldum, whether he picked up an injury or something. Like, it looked obviously like he had, what was it? Hamstring. Yeah, shit. I think we lost a little bit of control after Gini went off, to be honest with you. I think, you know, it shows you the importance of him. There was a good 15-minute spell probably after Gini went off where we just sort of sat back. We couldn't really pass the ball around too much and we didn't create many opportunities. And it wasn't until probably the 88th minute where Liverpool started to attack again, and it felt like we had all of our opportunities, or maybe 6-7 opportunities after that 88-minute mark. And Watford were done at that point, and Liverpool roll on. And that's as bog standard a 2-0 victory at Anfield as you're going to get this season. And, you know, would I like to see Liverpool score a few more goals and stuff today? And, you know, Salah has one late on, he's called offside. And but yeah, it was a relatively easy game, to be honest with you. They'll be looking to rest up now. Obviously, the first team and Jürgen are off to Qatar. Critchley and his boys are off to Aston Villa, and that's what's about next week. So yeah, all told, really good game for us again. Top of the league, extending that lead at the top of the Premier League at the moment, and just looking pretty invincible right now, aren't we? Not quite some classic thoughts from me, but they are my thoughts. Here's some more of them. This time it's the player ratings with me and loads of Liverpool fans and one guy who didn't like Joe Gomez's performance. Hello, welcome to the Redmen TV. It is player ratings time. I'm going to start off by giving Alisson a 9. Just a few outstanding saves. Those one-on-ones, that, you know, over the years, you maybe expect strikers to score, but when Alisson's in net, you expect the goalkeeper to save it. And that's just how good he is. He's clearly, for me, the best goalkeeper in the world right now. So I'm going to give him a 9 out of 10. Right back, 10 to Alexander-Arnold. Anyone want to do 10 rating with us? 7 out of 10. How come, mate?
Because he done a good few passes, but I don't know, he wasn't at his best, I don't think. I've seen him play better games.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Like, I mean, it was difficult for him today coming up against Delafeu, wasn't it, I think? And, you know, he started off the game and Trent got the better of Delafeu in those one-on-ones. As the game sort of wore on, there was one time where he got past him and, you know, whipped the ball in, and it wasn't, if it wasn't for great defending by Virgil van Dijk, I think it was at the time, they probably would have got one goal ahead at the time, I think. But yeah, you know, I think that's a sound rating for Trent. Maybe I'd go maybe a touch higher, but can't disagree too much with that. Joe Gomez then.
Nine.
What?
I thought he was poor.
Really? Why?
Seriously. I just thought he was poor. First half, second half, different player. I thought he was excellent second half. First half, got worried.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I really thought he was great today. Yeah, I thought he was fantastic. Oh, let's see why.
And it's about of time to see Gomez back, and Lovren and Matip can stay on holidays. The lad is going to stay there, and he's going to take us to the end of the season.
Okay. Yeah, after a performance like that, why not? Like, you know what I mean? Gomez was brilliant, wasn't he?
In the second half, then last challenges, know that he was making. In the second half, he was brilliant, and I thought in the first half as well. He was next to Van Dijk, and we're missing Matip and Lovren, but I think he played well. I think he played really well. Played the ball well as well. Kept the ball moving as well. But he's brilliant personally.
Sounds. I'm happy with that one. Virgil van Dijk, anyone?
9.5.
Why 9.5?
Boss defending.
Boss defending. The scouts, as you like that, isn't it? Doesn't get any better than that. Boss defending. End of video. Sounds. Okay, left back James Milner today. 9. Nah, go on.
Because he was really good at left back, and then when he went back into midfield, he's no nonsense. You know what you're going to get from him. A 7/10, 8/10 every single game, and he signed a new contract as well now, so it's great. We're going to have him for a couple of more seasons.
Yeah, brilliant. Is he the best free signing Liverpool have ever made?
Possibly, yeah. I think Klopp clearly likes him, and he's useful, especially when we need that squad depth, and so he can really come in and fill in for Andy, because he needs some rest, because Robertson is mad. He's just up and down the left flank, and he's played so many games. He deserved that rest today, but then we needed him to come in the second half as well today.
What did you make of Robertson when he came on? Just business as usual?
Business as usual, you know. As you said earlier, it's a clear 3 points that we got today.
Absolutely. So I'll give Robbo 7, 8 out of 10, something like that. Onto the centre midfielders. Let's start with the man who got injured then, Gini Wijnaldum. 8, I was going to shout 8, yeah, go ahead, why?
When he was on, he just played quality. He's always there when someone's got the ball to just sweep up after it. Same with Endo, both of them was quality in the midfield.
They show so much strength, don't they? And they never really seem to lose the ball.
Even when they do lose the ball, a moment after the straight back getting it, they've got the attitude for it. And I reckon he played boss, both played that good.
Superb, agree with that one. Jordan Henderson then, 9 out of 10. Come on, yeah, he was good today, wasn't he?
He's absolutely amazing. He's not a centre-half, that's for sure. But, he's just absolutely amazing. I genuinely love when Klopp started this new play with Henderson and Wijnaldum. You know, it was more holding midfield, and it really opens up the play up front. And I think Henderson was fantastic. Every single time he got the ball, he was looking forward. Every time he got the ball, twisting and turning and playing some really just simple football, just touch and go. And that's exactly what we needed against a weaker side like Watford. And he really helped us, you know, stay composed when Delafeu was pushing, Trent Alexander-Arnold. He was always there to support, and then he was back in the middle in his position all over the pitch, and you just can't go wrong with our captain, honestly. I genuinely think he's the most underrated player in the Premier League by a flying mile.
Well said.
Buy your Christmas jumpers from Red Men TV, the most comfortable thing I've ever worn in my life.
Have you got it on?
No, I don't have it on.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. I haven't got one on either, though, so I can't really talk, can I? Let's go with the number 10 then, Bobby Firmino.
10. For the karate kick clearance that set up the first goal. Come on. Oh, mate. You don't need to just go watch his celebrations. He just decided to celebrate like 3 minutes before Moore scored. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? What can you say? Karate kick clearance to Sadio to Moore, right foot again. He's found it. He's found the right foot. Amazing.
Have you got it on video on your YouTube channel?
Yeah, mate. More LFC TV. Check it out, lads. You're gonna love it.
The video we did when we beat Man City.
Oh,
brilliant video. What was it called? Something about Sterling, was it? Something like that.
The rattling.
The rattling. Right, I absolutely check it out. Mo LFC.
More LFC TV. Thanks for the
No problem, man. You okay, mate?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. What do you think about Salah?
I'll just about say that I'm surprised that Liverpool won this match.
Why?
Because I was expecting it to be 3-1.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. To them?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why, mate? What's wrong?
He's stopping the bookies.
He's right, no. They missed 2 sitters.
Hey, look.
No, it's just that I'm surprised the other team just got here from a long time. Then when they got here, I was expecting them to win because that we've been in the finals for a while and they worked hard to get here.
Yes, they did. They did, mate. Well said. Absolutely brilliant. Well in, mate. What a guy. What a guy. Where'd you go from there? Where do you go from there? Mane, yeah, Mane. Brilliant. The lad's fantastic, isn't he? Was his shoulder offside? I'm not sure. Sai's fisting himself behind the camera here. Anyone want to talk about Mane with me?
9 out of 10.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 again, go on.
Best player this season. Yeah. He's been our best player this season. The work that he does, you know, up and down, even defensively, the work that he puts in has been brilliant. And he's so impactful. Every time he gets the ball, you're like standing up in your seats. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, like best player.
He's brilliant, isn't he? Let's give him a 9 out of 10. Mo Salah, 2 goals today, 10 out of 10. Yeah. Mo Salah gets a 10 out of 10. It's easy, that, isn't it? I mean,
and the cheeky one at the end.
Right foot.
What can I say? I mean, he's just on fire at the moment. He's back. Mo is back. He needed that rest after that injury. Good job, Jürgen, left him out for a couple of games. And he come back fresh. He's been on fire. He was on fire versus Salzburg. He's on fire today as well. Right foot finish today again. And at the end there, what a goal. I mean, just instinct, pure instinct.
I mean, it is. It's Phil Thatcher. That's what Phil. It is.
He frightened the life out of them. Honestly, sorry what I'm about to say about Joe Gomez. he was outstanding today, mate. He frightened the life out of them.
So strong as well, isn't he?
Do you know what? He's up against some big lads in the back there, wasn't he? And he held them off. Unbelievable, and passed them on. He was great. He was top man for me.
Salah needs to trust his right foot more. He just used to use it as a standing leg, you know?
If he just puts his foot through it, the goal he scored against Salzburg was crazy with his right foot. And I was not expecting him to, like, take it on, because usually when he's on his right foot, what he does is he cuts back in, and defenders know that. But if he starts trusting his right foot more and starts shooting, he might just...
He's going to open that cup back up where the defender seems to be. So there you go, that has been player ratings. Hang on, Ox.
Klopp.
76 points out of the last 78. 9.5 then. He should have got 78. Shaqiri. I forgot if he's only little. Definitely his hair's great now that he's had that done. That's getting a 10 out of 10. I'm loving the new hair. I might need to go to the fella who sorted him out in a couple of years' time as well. So, Shaq, if you're watching, let me know where you got that done. And his performance, 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 for Shaq, yeah. That about fair. And who else have I missed? Ox. 6. Origi, 10. Yeah, defo a 10 for Origi. There you go, fair. And finally, here's a clip from the RedmenTV.com's instant match reaction. 15 minutes after the game, in your ears in podcast form or in your eyes in video form. But here's a little clip from that. If you want more, RedmenTV is £5 a month. First month is free. We'll give you about 30 hours of free entertainment. Anyway, without further ado, me and Ben Kelly. Will we think about this game at all over the course of the rest of the season? Because there are games like the Villa one away, where you go, if Liverpool win the league, that game could have been a massive turning point. Do you think anyone will remember this game?
No, I think given the amount of games, given the fixtures that it's among as well, I don't think so. I think the games where you win comfortably and, you know, are equally as important as the games that you win in the last minute, but, you know, it's a completely different vibe, isn't it, when you go and score a 96-minute header away at Aston Villa, having been 1-0 down with 5 minutes to go, compared to, you know, beating bottom of the league relatively comfortably at home and then, you know, going off to do whatever we're going to do in Qatar this week as well. So, you know, no, it won't be talked about, but it's still very important. You know, we're now 17 points ahead of Manchester City, and, I think they're at home today to... They're away at Arsenal, yeah, that tomorrow, so... Is there? Yeah, so it's they've got
that's
a tough game.
For them, so
they'll be 14 points ahead of us. But obviously they're going to, sorry, behind us. God forbid. But they're going to play Leicester next weekend while we're in Qatar. So one of them's going to drop points, and we're going to have a game in hand on them. So, you know, this really to set the tone for the next week has been a key win today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.